Okay, let's return to our breaking news story. We are hearing from the news agency Reuters that 16 people, including Ukraine's interior minister, as well as other senior ministry officials, have been killed today, Wednesday, when a helicopter crashed outside Kyiv in the town of Brovary. Now, let's go straight to our correspondent, Natasha Butler, who I believe is now near the crash site. What more can you tell us?
Yeah, we're pretty much at the crash site. Just behind me is a kindergarten. That is where the helicopter came down just after 8 o'clock local time. I don't know if you can see at all, but we can see emergency workers and police at the scene. A part of the building is completely burnt out, and all around me are residents in this area. It is a residential area. They've come to see what is happening. It's very quiet. It's very still. People are very shocked indeed. There's still a real smell of smoke in the air. Now, what we're learning is that 16 people, this is according to the Brovary police, 16 people have been killed, including two children. We also have heard that there were 9 people on that helicopter, including senior political government figures here in Kyiv and the interior minister, that has been killed in this crash. Now, we don't know any more about the circumstances of the crash, why the helicopter down at this point. Of course, this is very much something that's just happened a few hours ago. But we are in this small town of Brovary. It's just on the edge of Kyiv. And as you can imagine, a real shock for many people indeed, and particularly in political circles, news that the interior minister and I believe his deputy also killed in this crash.
I suppose at this point, one of the first questions is the helicopter itself, who the helicopter belonged to, why it crashed. What more do we know? Do we know anything about it?
No, not at all. What we understand, it was carrying 9 people, including these senior political figures, including, we understand, the interior minister. Now, where it was going, where it had come from, we don't have any details at all. I mean, I'm sure some of those will emerge as the day goes on. And why it crashed, we don't know. There were some reports from some residents saying that they saw the helicopter in the air, that perhaps a propeller was on fire, but none of that has been verified at that stage. So we should stay very cautious and wait to hear more from the police.
So tell us a little bit about the location. You said it was a residential location. The town of Brovary, I believe, is near Kyiv. It's a historic town. What more can you tell us? I mean, the helicopter actually crashed into this preschool kindergarten.
Yes, we're in, it's effectively a small town on the outskirts of Kyiv. The eastern outskirts is about, you know, 40 minutes drive from the centre of the city. And, I mean, all around me are apartment blocks, apartment buildings where people are living. And right in the middle, you have this kindergarten. It's quite big, and this is where children were at school, children and staff. We know that people have been evacuated. We don't know how many casualties there were in the nursery, but it was up and running. It was open. Parents had already dropped their children off at school. So you can only imagine how terrifying and how awful it has been for many parents this morning as this news has come through, and then to be here and see half the building absolutely destroyed and blackened from that crash. A very worrying scene indeed. And again, as I stand here, residents all around me coming to look, coming to see what has happened in their area.
Incredibly shocking, distressing for the residents of the area. Tell us a bit about, can you just recap some of the facts from this morning? We know that there were 16 people on this helicopter. Talk us through who else was on that helicopter.
Sure. Well, what we know so far is that it was just after 8 o'clock local time here in Kyiv when there was news that this helicopter had come down. At that point, we knew very little about it. We just knew that this helicopter had come down in this area of Brovary, east of Kyiv, and that it had effectively crashed into a nursery, which is surrounded by residential buildings. This is a residential area. Lots of families living here. Parents had already dropped their children off at school. And what the police are saying is that at least 16 people have been killed. Now, we can assume that most of those were on the helicopter. It was carrying 9 people, but some, of course, also on the ground. Police have said that 2 children were killed. Emergency services were here very quickly. They did evacuate other people, residents are being kept back. But at this stage, we don't know where the helicopter was going and where it had come from and why it crashed here. But what we do know is on board were some senior political government figures here in Kyiv, including Ukraine's interior minister.
OK, now, Brovary, I believe, is one of the cities that was originally captured by Russia and then recaptured by Ukrainian forces at some point last year. Tell us a bit more about what happened when that took place.
Yes, that's right. I mean, you might remember there were images of tanks rolling through this part of the city, this town just on the edge of the city. But of course, eventually those forces were pushed back. It is now a town on the edge of Kyiv like any other, where people are going about their daily business, their daily life, as I've said, you know, dropping their children off at school. The last thing you'd imagine is that such a terrible thing would happen just a few moments later with this helicopter crash. So it's a place that has experienced just under a year ago that experienced Russian troops coming through its town, and now it is experiencing a new trauma.
OK, I just want to go over what we are reporting here, the breaking news. 16 people that we know of, including Ukraine's interior minister, as well as other senior ministry officials, have been killed this Wednesday, 8 o'clock Ukraine time this morning, when a helicopter crashed outside Kyiv in the town of Brovary. This is a town just outside Kyiv. We're getting this information from the national police chief of Ukraine. Now, the governor of the Kyiv region said earlier on Wednesday that the helicopter crashed near a nursery and a residential building early on Wednesday. Now, two children that we know of are among the dead. 10 of them are in hospital. We're speaking to our correspondent, Natasha Butler, who is at the crash site. Natasha, just describe to us the scene where you are now.
Yeah, well, it's very quiet. People are standing around, residents are standing around, looking at what is going on. I mean, more and more of them are arriving. There's a very there's a real smell of smoke and fuel in the air. And I'm just looking behind me here. I mean, I don't know if you can see, but you can see the kindergarten building. Part of it is burnt out and blackened. There are emergency services picking through that scene, and also police officers. I mean, it's a very disturbing picture indeed to see this blackened kindergarten, and that is where the helicopter crashed a few hours ago now. It was just after 8 o'clock local when that residential area. You know, this is a place full of apartment blocks, families, people were going to work, parents had already dropped their kids off at school. So very shocking scenes. And immediately after, if you look at some of the mobile phone footage from some of the residents in these blocks, you saw an enormous spread of fire between these blocks here in this park just outside the nursery. What we know now is that at least 16 people have been killed, amongst them children, two children. We understand a number of children also injured. They've been taken to hospital. And on that helicopter, we understand there were 9 people, including senior government here, including Ukraine's minister, interior minister, that has been killed in this crash. You can only imagine how this news is going to be received in Kyiv, in the government, and it's really going to resonate around Ukraine. And people are going to be asking, why on earth did this helicopter go down? What happened?
Indeed. Just the latest lines that I'm seeing in terms of who was on that helicopter: Ukraine's interior minister, the deputy interior minister, and a state secretary all have been killed in this helicopter crash east of Kyiv. We still don't know where that helicopter was heading, why it crashed. 16 people have been killed in total, 9 of whom were on board. That's according to the police. Another 22 people are now in hospital, and that includes 2 children, because the helicopter crashed near a nursery and a residential building earlier today, Wednesday. Well, Natasha, you said the emergency services were quick to arrive. What would the procedure there be now? When are we likely to get a little more information about what happened?
Can't tell you that. Details are coming, you know, moment by moment. When we arrived here, we had no idea about how many people on that helicopter, and within a few minutes, the police are slowly putting out more and more information about the number of victims or have been injured, and of course the identities of some of those who are on that helicopter, including Ukraine's interior minister, such a high profile senior government figure killed in this crash, in this helicopter that landed on this nursery behind me. What we can expect is to get more details as the day goes on. We'd imagine, of course, we know that some of those who are injured have certainly been taken.
Okay. It seems we've lost our correspondent, Natasha Butler, there, who is right outside the site of that helicopter crash in the town of Brovary. We will return to her in a moment. Let's first speak to Peter Zameyev. He is executive director of the Eurasia Democracy Initiative. He joins us now live from Kyiv. Thank you for your time. I wondered, you are obviously closer to what has happened than I have. Any more information about what has happened today regarding this helicopter crash?
Well, yes, like, as you've mentioned in your report, Denis Monastirsky, who has been a very active minister of internal affairs, and his closest aide, Mr. Yuri Lukovich and Yevgeny Yenin, have all perished in this crash. Apparently, it was very foggy in that area, and before hitting the kindergarten, they may have hit a TV tower or a radio tower, which sent the helicopter crashing into the kindergarten, killing a few children. Right now, as many as 18 people are reported to have died. You know, let me just say that all of this looks very, very, very suspicious. You know, usually helicopter drivers know which area they're flying in. They are aware of all the potential obstacles. It's looking very suspicious. I would not rule out foul play. And by that, I mean a possible terrorist act by the Russian Federation. You know, like I said, Minister of Internal Affairs is an important position within the Ukrainian government, who's been taking an active part in Ukraine's resistance to the invading army, so I would not rule out anything at this point.
Let's go back to the helicopter. Where do you know? Was it on an official mission? Where was it going? Do you have any more information as to why there were all these senior officials in this helicopter at the same time?
Yes, apparently they were on a mission that was an internal affair. Mission. We don't know yet exactly what, but this was something very, very kept secret. And so right now they are staying mum. The government is staying mum and silent about what kind of mission this is. But apparently this was state business.
So you talked about the Ukrainian interior minister and the role that he's been playing in the war between Russia and Ukraine. Tell us a bit more about how important, how significant what he's been doing has been.
Well, obviously, this particular minister was responsible for identifying and rooting out all potential diversionary groups which have infiltrated Ukraine's territory since the beginning of the war, especially in the Battle of Kyiv. These were very crucial moments to try to get rid of internal enemies, agents of Russian influence, and saboteurs. And so the internal affairs ministry is crucial in fighting those. And this particular minister was very active, was very effective. And so it seems to me the Russian Federation would have a direct motive to neutralize this particular branch of the Ukrainian government.
And why do you believe that this could have been foul play or deliberate? You say that the helicopter crashed into a TV tower. What more can you tell us about that?
Well, this is this rarely happens, obviously, and it's like I said, the pilots are very, very experienced. It seems that there may have been a device planted in the helicopter. Once again, Russia is facing a dire situation in Ukraine. It's not having victories, and it seems to me that Vladimir Putin is growing desperate. So anything, any trick that he can pull off, such as this, is, I think, something that can be expected. So at this point, it's speculative. I don't want to say anything, but let's wait a few hours. Maybe let's wait till tomorrow, till all the pieces of the puzzle start, coming together.
And just tell us a bit more about the location of where this crash occurred and the relevance, if you think it is relevant. Brovary, of course, a key city that was recaptured by Ukrainian forces from the Russians last year. Could that have some kind of relevance, do you think?
Yeah, it's a major industrial hub right outside the city, and it was very crucial. The battle for Brovary was crucial in this war early on. The minister probably was inspecting some of these industrial complexes. Once again, this little town outside of Kyiv has become, center of international news.
Just in case anyone is joining us now on Al Jazeera, I just want to recap our breaking news. 16 people have been killed in total, including 2 children. That is according to the Ukrainian National Police. 9 of them were on board a helicopter, and the crash occurred next to a kindergarten in Brovary, which is east of Kyiv. We know now that 22 people are in hospital, including 10 children. And what appears to be quite significant is that the Ukrainian Interior Minister, Denis Monastirsk, I've probably pronounced it completely wrong, was in that helicopter. His deputy was also in that helicopter, and they're among those killed in that crash on the outskirts of Kyiv. We are talking to our guest, Svilastov Yurash. Many thanks for speaking to us on Al Jazeera. If you can give us your reaction to this crash. I mean, what goes through your mind when you hear that something like this has happened?
This obviously is a great shock. This is a this is just another piece of the evidence that the Russian Federation will stop at absolutely nothing to try to kill the will of Ukrainians to resist. We're also expecting a major announcement of Vladimir Putin today regarding prosecution of the war. We're expecting a new wave of mobilization. He's gonna make that order, which once again is to say that Vladimir Putin will not negotiate. He's willing to see this war till the end of his biological existence.
And tell us a little more about the Interior Minister and the role he was playing in fighting this war against Russia.
Minister Monastirsky, Denis Monastirsky, has been extremely active and effective in routing out and sniffing out pockets of a Russian covert influence in Ukraine, especially since the beginning of the war, when Kyiv was practically infiltrated, inundated by these groups of diversionary crack troops. Call them spies, call them saboteurs. The point was that they would have been used to behead the Ukrainian government, meaning behead as in neutralize and kill the president early on. This was Vladimir Putin's goal. And so Minister Monastirsky's role was direct, very direct in this particular affair. He was able to neutralize these groups around the country, especially in the capital. And basically that canceled Vladimir Putin's plans to go and decapitate the Ukrainian government. And this has been crucial in, fighting off the enemy from the capital.
Okay, really good to speak to you, sir. Svitlatov Yurash, speaking to us there from Kyiv. Apologies, that was Peter Smalveil speaking to you there. Let's return to Natasha Butler, who joins us now from Brovary near Kyiv. You were right near the crash site. Can you describe to us what you were seeing, Natasha?
Yeah, right outside this nursery that I don't know if you can make it out behind me. It's a pink building. Half of it completely blackened by fire. Now, this is where the helicopter crashed just after local 8 o'clock local time. There are a lot of people around me. Residents are coming to have a look at what is happening. People are sort of also looking out of their windows and apartment buildings. Residential area in this town of Bovary, which is just on the eastern outskirts of the capital, Kyiv. So this was a nursery where parents had just dropped their children off at school. There was staff inside at the time when this crash took place. So what we now know, just to bring you up to date, is that at least 18 people have been killed. That's according to police, including two children. We know also that on that helicopter were senior government figures, including Ukraine's Interior Minister, Denis Monastirsky. He was on that helicopter with his deputy. We don't know exactly where he was going, but of course that's going to send absolute shockwaves through political circles here in Kyiv, across the country, that such a senior figure has been killed this morning. In terms of the actual area, I'm actually just looking now, there are more soldiers arriving, and we saw some more emergency workers as well, because they have been here since early on, just after that crash, as you can imagine, at the scene.
OK, Natasha, good to speak to you. Give us a bit more detail about the rescue operation. You mentioned that there were more police that you could see. We know some of the casualties are currently in hospital. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We know that a number of people were injured. They were taken to hospital. We know, we understand, according to police, that some of the injured are children. I mean, it's hard to imagine that there wouldn't be victims. When you look at the state of the building behind me, a kindergarten that would have been full of children and staff. It's early in the morning. They would have just been dropped off when this... We know also that there were nine people on board of that helicopter. From what we understand, all of those people have been killed, these senior political figures, including Ukraine's interior minister. What we don't know, though, and, you know, as I said before, is why this helicopter crashed. There had been some residents in this area who had reported seeing the helicopter above, perhaps with part of it on fire, propeller on fire. We're still very much just up. Scene in which workers are still on the scene. The fire has been put out, though, because that spread all around this park a little bit early. Huge blaze. If you look at some of the mobile phone footage that was taken by some of the residents at the time. And as I've said, you know, a number of security officials and emergency workers more and more starting to arrive here, as well as more residents and people just coming to see what has happened right in the middle of their neighbourhood.
Indeed. OK, Natasha, just to recap what has happened. 16 people, including Ukraine's interior minister, we were hearing there from Natasha, and another senior ministry official, that was, we believe, to be the interior minister's deputy, have been killed on Wednesday when a helicopter crashed outside Kyiv in the town of Brovary. This is a report we're getting from the national police chief. We've heard from the governor of the Kyiv region today that the helicopter crashed near a nursery and a residential building, which has resulted in the death of two children. Ten children are currently in hospital. Let's return now to Natasha Butler. You mentioned, Natasha, the shockwaves that will be passing through within the Ukrainian government and the Ukrainian officials who've been fighting such a tough war, such a long war against Russia. What will be going through their minds right now? What is likely to be their next move?
Well, I mean, for the Ukrainian government, it is, of course, going to be a huge loss. They are losing their interior minister in the middle of a war as Ukrainian forces continue to battle Russian forces. They have lost the interior minister's deputy, and these other senior political figures are on that helicopter. And, of course, it will be their hearts will be going out to the relatives and families of these senior figures that have been working so hard for many months now in Ukraine as part of Ukraine's war effort and push to try and push back those Russian forces from the country. So this will be a huge loss for the Ukraine. You know, questions about why this helicopter has come down, why it came down here, and what exactly happened. None of that we know yet, or at least we're not hearing any reports yet from police confirming the details of what exactly happened, why this helicopter came down. But those are some of the questions that you'd imagine are being asked in government circles. And shock and grief. People they worked with for many, many months in such difficult circumstances. This will be a very sad day indeed for those in Kyiv.
Indeed. And outside Kyiv, I'm sure. Natasha Butler there for us, just outside that crash site. Apologies for the poor sound quality. Let's speak to Maximilian Hess, who is a fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute. He joins us live on Skype from London. Good of you to join us, sir. Your reaction to this news coming into us in the last hour or so, this helicopter carrying the Ukrainian interior minister that has crashed into this preschool in the Ukrainian town of Brovary near Kyiv. Interior Minister, one of the people who has lost his lives along with his deputy. Your reaction to what has happened?
Thank you for having me. It's certainly a tragedy. I think that the reaction in Ukraine will focus on the cause of this helicopter crash. There will, of course, be investigations into potential sabotage. Ukraine is still very much actively being attacked by Russia, and that conflict has involved not only direct kinetic strikes, but also cyber warfare. And we have seen targeted assassination attempts, both against Russian occupation officials as well as against Ukrainian security officials. So that's where suspicion will naturally fall. The interior ministry in Ukraine is a particularly important one for the country's security and also for the rule of law in the country, effectively overseeing the national police as well as many of the domestic security services. So who comes to replace Monastirsky and how the government handles that will have important long-term impacts, but I don't expect that it will in any way change the Ukrainian will to fight or developments on the battlefield in the very short term.
So tell us a bit more about the role of the Ukrainian minister, the Minister of Internal Affairs. I mean, how much of a blow is it to lose him at this stage in the war?
Well, Monastirsky had been a trusted ally of Zelensky's. He had replaced Arsen Avakov, the former longstanding interior minister, who had dominated that ministry from 2014 until 2021. And before the war was seen as tasked with really cleaning it up and trying to reform it. There have been many attempts at that in Ukraine's recent political history, not all of which have been successful, and some of which critics within the country have certainly argued made it worse. But the interior ministry does oversee some internal troops and has a security function as well as overseeing police functions in the country, which are important to the ongoing conflict and to Ukraine's ability to ensure that it is able to best resist Russia. But because a lot of that has been subsumed by the National Defense Committee and through the military leadership and with the territorial battalions growing out of it into those leadership structures as well, I don't think it will affect the management of the Ukrainian military and security too directly. Although, of course, if it turns out that this was a sabotage attack or that otherwise Russia and its proxies may have been behind it, that will raise security concerns for the Ukrainian ministry going forward. You may recall at the beginning of this conflict, we saw direct attempts in Kyiv by Putin's forces to go after Ukrainian ministers, reportedly President Zelensky himself as well. I think it's only natural that suspicion will fall there again and that we may then see changes to their internal protocol. Security protocols as well.
Is there any reason to believe that this wasn't a deliberate action or this wasn't foul play? I mean, we're hearing now that the helicopter was of the state emergency service, the helicopter that crashed. Could there have been a more innocent reason, malfunction perhaps?
Certainly, you know, helicopters do crash from time to time, including some of the latest models in the world, and those used to chauffeur high net worth individuals around. There have been a number of prominent incidents like that across the developing and the developed world in recent years. It's certainly not a foregone conclusion that this was a sabotage incident or other form of Russian attack. I just think it's natural that suspicion will fall there, given Putin's ongoing aggression. But it is possible there is a more innocent explanation. Ukraine's security services, Ukraine's management of its helicopter fleets and the like will be going into overdrive as a result of Russia's ongoing invasion. So there may be a tangential claim there, too, as well. But no, I wouldn't rule out that there is a more innocent explanation as well. But I do think Ukrainian politics will be shaped by at least immediately calls for potential investigations and examinations into whether this was a sabotage attack.
And I mean, you touched on it briefly, but what likely impact is this going to have on the situation on the ground in terms of the fighting itself between Ukraine and Russia and the focus of the fighting, which is very much at the moment in Bakhmut? Will it have any impact at all?
I don't expect it will have any, you know, real major impact. Ukrainian soldiers who are fighting in Bakhmut and Ukrainian military leadership have effective structures to ensure that they're able to keep operating even in the event of senior leadership crises or potential Russian sabotage attacks and cyber attacks as well. So they're fairly used to fighting under very difficult circumstances, sadly, by this point, with the sort of full-scale in Russia invasion ongoing for almost a year now. Putin launched it on the 24th of February last year. So I don't expect there will be a major change there. One potential area that's interesting to watch is also how the pro-Russian media and Telegram channels that are cultivated and curated by the Kremlin will respond. Often they put out claims of responsibility and things for acts of aggression that the Kremlin isn't necessarily directly willing to state that it carried out. For example, the rocket attack that we saw in Dnipro last week, a lot of Telegram channels announced that early on back in 2014 when MH17 was shot down. They did so as well. So those will be an area to watch for potential claims around whether this was a sabotage attack.
Really good to get your thoughts. Maximilian Hess, fellow at the Foreign Policy Research Institute, speaking to us there from London. We're up to date. Lots more coming up on the crash at the top of the hour. Stay with us.